BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks, and welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been with my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City. And the stories originate from people
who are a product of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Kate. That, folks, obviously, is my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Kate Murray, Molly Murray, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, Bill Murray, and me, your host, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, the first half of our two-week feature with music and interviews with the Twang Town Paramours, plus a sketch from John Harvey, and a Midge sketch by Carol Silverberg.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, last week I received a phone call from my mother telling me that my older sister was going to visit from out of town. I courteously listened as she continued telling me all the plans she had for us as a family. I haven't seen my sister since I went away to college, and when I put down the phone, I broke out in a full-fledged panic attack. Granny Ada, I don't know how else to put this, but 2,000 miles of distance was the best thing that ever happened to us. During our childhood, she constantly teased me about my acne, weight, my scholarly aptitude, you name it. I could not get her to leave me alone. Our parents rarely intervened and put it off as normal sibling behavior. Today, I'm a well-established partner at a law firm, own a nice house, and I'm engaged to a wonderful woman who loves and understands me. How should I handle her visit? Personally, I would just like to tell Mom I'm going out of town to avoid any confrontation from my nemesis. Signed, No Sister Friend.
Dear No Friend, how delightful. Wanting to go out of town just to avoid your anxiety. Seems someone is harboring resentment for childhood angst, never dealing with this situation professionally. For goodness sakes, young man, time to grow up and face your fears. You are a lawyer who seems to have become a responsible member of society. You're loved and, may I remind you, engaged. What are you planning to do for your wedding? Elope so that you don't have to invite your sister? And when you have children, will they not be allowed to get to know their aunt? Time to grab the bull by the horns and have a tete-a-tete with your nemesis. Don't be confrontational and hostile. Rather, be gentle and honest. I have a feeling she's moved on from caring about your pimples and is anxious to have an adult relationship with her successful brother. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Seriously?
Seriously.
I never heard of such a thing.
Well, it just happened.
The whole cast of Romeo and Juliet have chicken pox?
Yep.
Seriously.
You already said that. Tell me what we're gonna do.
It's opening night. You know how much money I invested in this show?
Well, my money's at stake here, too, you know.
I know.
I never should have listened to you.
You wanted to do this as much as I did.
No, I mean not having understudies.
Well, what'd it cost more money?
Well, now we're in a hole, aren't we?
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Well, I think it's a good idea. That is, if they agree to it.
What are you mumbling about?
You know Sal and Lighting?
Yeah, what about Sal and Lighting?
He's a member in the club across the street.
What club across the street?
The Cigar Club.
So?
They can do it.
Do what?
Take on those roles.
Take on the roles of Romeo and Juliet?
And the Capulets and the Montagues.
You're crazy.
No. No, listen. They've come to most of the rehearsals. Some of them even said the lines out loud with the actors. Call me crazy, but I think this could work.
Okay, you're crazy. But at this point, I need to eat tomorrow. Call them up.
Better yet, I'll get Sal and we'll go over there together to make them the pitch. Sal!
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No. I can't believe this.
What? It's not half bad.
Which half are you listening to?
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head, as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes.
The wondering eyes of the audience is turning upward.
Shh!
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
I can't hear more of this. I'm getting a drink.
Come on. Chicken. Oh, I see you're back.
Yep.
It's almost over.
Oh, churl, drunk all and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Haply some poison yet doth hang on them.
Sure would like to trade places with Juliet right now.
Shh!
Then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger! This is thy sheath. There rust and let me die.
But I can give thee more, for I will raise her statue in pure gold. That while Verona by that name is known, there shall be no figure at such rate beset as that of a true, faithful Juliet.
As rich shall Romeo be by his lady lie, poor sacrifices of our enmity.
A glooming peace this morning with it brings. The sun for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence, to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Still think I was crazy?
You dankish, dizzy-eyed dewberry. You did it.
I did it.
Hey, here's to the Cigar Club.
Something wrong with your voice?
Yeah, you should get that checked out. Let's go, Morty.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right now, I am talking with Mike and Mary Bell Lewis, and it is a pleasure to have these two wonderful artists here on our show. Their group is called the Twangtown Paramours, and it is exciting because I just love the music. It is so wonderfully played and sung. This is folk music. Would you consider this folk music?
Well, some people do.
What do you consider it?
It's somewhere between Americana, folk, and I don't know what.
Well, sophisticated Americana, I read, and I would probably coin that as well. I think that's brilliant. Definitely very sophisticated, beautifully sung. And folk music, it is Americana, after all. And how lucky are we, you know, in this wonderful country of ours, to have musicians like you and to hear these wonderful songs. I mean, some are ballads, some are fun, some are, you know, so different, each one and every one. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to have a two-part series with this wonderful group, the Twangtown Paramours, Mike and Mary Beth Lewis. It is a pleasure to have you on our show, both of you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Obviously, this is in your genetics, your DNA. Tell me, how did you even start this? What is your background? Give me a little history.
I've been singing since really I was probably 3 or 4 and sang. My brother played the trumpet. My other brother played the drums. My mother loved opera and crooners, and there was always music going in my house. And I tried playing the clarinet. My parents really encouraged me to play an instrument, and I was horrible. And they told me if I would put down the clarinet, that they would pay for me to have voice lessons. And so we struck a deal. And it was because I was a lousy clarinet player that I got to study voice.
Let's just get into the songs here. I mean, you have some amazing songs. And you know what? I'm going to go with Heaven Is Somewhere Else first. Tell me something about Heaven Is Somewhere Else.
It's got a message in it. I don't want to give the message away. I'd like people to interpret it as they will.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a message, let's just say, in the song.
And any song that is worth listening to has some sort of a metaphor message that we can connect to. So why don't we listen to Heaven Is Somewhere Else? Because I love all of these songs, but one of my favorites. Let's play this song.
Okay.
Happiness might be. You're needing to believe. You may wish upon a star way past Orion's belt, but that's not where the angels are. No, heaven is somewhere else. You think of her in the black of night. You're burning like the sun. She was what your world turned round. You had finally found the one. Till it all became
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.